Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, Julia, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. It is ComboCon here on the Midday Show. If you just hopped in, you're like, what are these guys, what are they talking about? They're giving something away? Hugh Douglas has dubbed this the biggest giveaway
in ever,
in the history, I guess, the world, and certainly WIP.
Yeah, the show.
The Midday Show, this iteration of the Midday Show. Here's what we have.
So we've gotten smaller and smaller.
I know.
Smaller.
Trying to make it sound big. Changes here. All right, here's what it is. You could perceive it any way you want. It is an awesome giveaway. ComboCon, brought to you by Jack Daniels and Gerhard's Appliances. Here, we're giving away in a couple weeks here. So we're doing 10 days of qualifiers, and then we'll have 10 people in the hopper and pick a winner here for the grand prize. The grand prize, a Jack Daniels Yeti cooler, cornhole set, giant Jenga, and a Gerhard smoker and 55-inch TV.
The smoker's nice.
It is an Midday Show ultimate tailgate giveaway.
You think if I asked, they'd give me the smoker?
No.
I kind of figured
flat out.
I didn't ask. I didn't want
to
press my
Now,
love.
Do you mean to give away? Are you trying to take the smoker that's going to one of our, to the winner?
No, I mean a smoker. Like, get me one, too.
So I think they'd be very happy to give you one, Gerhard. You just would have to give them, you know.
Some money?
A few $100 or whatever it costs. Yeah. I mean, it's very easy to acquire one. They probably have many on
this
sale.
This is a giveaway for our audience,
stuff. I don't want it free. I mean, I pay for it. I just don't want to pay the full price for it.
You're looking for handouts and discounts.
Yeah, you know me.
Discount Douglas?
Discount Douglas. That's my favorite.
Handout
now,
here.
You talking about my favorite Douglas? That's my favorite one. Or free Douglas. This is either Douglas.
Discount Douglas.
Or free Douglas. Those are my two favorites
Can we book Joe Lunardi before we put together this bracket? I want Lunardi to give me bracketology on the Hughes.
Free Douglas. I like him the best, though. Discount.
Handout Douglas.
Free handout, whatever you want to call it. That's
handout
fine.
Handout Hugh. Yeah. Discount Douglas.
You guys think I'm kidding. I want to bring Lunardi on the week before March Madness. I mean, he's in the area. He might be a listener. I mean,
I'm okay with that.
Joe, if you're a listener, we need your help with bracketology for all the Hughes.
I just think you update
every week.
Yeah, I feel like Frugal Hugh becomes Discount Douglas a little bit, and then we can pit that one against Handout Hugh.
Yes, that's a good.
See where people fall.
That feels like an 8-9 matchup. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, today's giveaway within the prize. We're looking for the bad combo. The two things that don't go well together. Bad combo. Best one today wins. Jack Daniels rock glasses, water bottle, T-pack, playing cards, wood chips, and the tote bag, and you're automatically qualified for the grand prize. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones here on Sirianni. You can react to the Maxi News. We'll get to what Jason Kelce said this morning on the morning show. Let's talk to Terrence, who's up in Springfield. Hey, Terrence.
Hey, what's up, Kyle? What's up, man?
What's up, Terrence?
Absolutely. We're winning. Despite Sirianni, our talent is helping us win these games. And the fact of the matter is, If it's two games against Atlanta, we could easily be closer to .500 based on his decisions if the momentum or a play or two switched the other way. So we're absolutely winning with our talent, but this cannot continue in the playoffs because it will come back and bite us in the ass, and that's the fact of the matter. Your talent can only take you so far, and then that gets trumped by better coaching in the playoffs. Better defenses, better offenses in the playoffs. So I don't know who he has to answer to. I know Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman is watching this. I'm thinking while I'm on a hold, and I'm like, who does Sirianni have to answer to? I know these guys. I know Lurie and these guys see this, what he's doing in these games, and like, are they talking to Sirianni about what he's doing? Because I don't care who you are or what you think about the situation. Sirianni makes horrible decisions at times, and that's just the fact of the matter, he does. And you could argue. I heard Spike say the other day that we're too critical on Sirianni's decision making, but he makes horrible decisions. If you're up 16-0, there's no reason to go for a 2-point conversion.
No, there's not.
If you're up three scores, And then you don't get it, and then you're costing your
right.
team points.
Terrence, here's my thing on you know, are we too hard or the, you know, this week and all that. I think sometimes you got to zoom out, right? And Hugh, it's one thing if it's just me or it's just a camera or it's just Spike or it's just you or it's just one of us
right.
here. But you, Hugh, we have the TVs on in front of us, right? We whatever's mm-hmm. on, Hugh and I watch every day, whether it be you know, Stephen A. or, you know, whatever's on in front of us. Hugh, it's the yep. biggest story in the end. It's one of the, I would say this week. Anytime the Eagles are on the screen in front of us, you know, on TV nationally, it's Sirianni, which means
it's competence. It's in their question, it is competence.
Right. It's the biggest story. It's one of the biggest stories in the NFL.
Yeah.
And you can see it. Like, what we're seeing with our eyes, we're not blind. And I know Jeffrey Lurie isn't blind. And my thing is, don't wait until it gets bad, and then want to take Sirianni out of the equation. Like, talk to this guy now. Because. Like, this is not going to keep going into the season. We got big games coming up. And if he keeps this up, not because he's messing with the team's identity by doing this stuff. Like, stick to your gun, Sirianni, and leave where the chips fall, like how Detroit Lions coach does. Like stick to, you know what I mean? Stick to your guns and coach how you coach all the time, because you're messing with your team's psyche when you want to go for it on fourth down, then you want to do a trick play, a trick push on fourth down. You're messing with your team's psyche. So it's going to come back to bite us eventually in these big games and these playoffs.
There's no question. And I think you hit something really good there. It's what does Lurie think of this? Because ultimately, that's what's going to decide his fate. Not you, I, not any of us. It's Lurie. All right, Terrence, what do you got? Bad combo.
Man, we all said this. I started laughing, bro. And it's a good one, man. Every time I see this, I put my hand on my head. Socks. You know, I think I know where I'm going with this. Socks.
And sandals?
Thong sandals.
Yeah, socks and sandals. So you said the thongs. Said the thongs. How do you even wear socks with the thong sandals?
Man, I'd be saying that and I'd be scratching my head, man.
But that's kind of like, I mean, technically, that's how the Japanese wear their socks with the thongs. It's like, it's made like that. It's made
the
like that.
The sock is made like that?
I can't even be comfortable with my
No, but like you've seen it, like, because when if I'm not mistaken, when Hassan Reddick had on his suit, that was the sock.
The kimono? Was it?
Yeah,
kimono?
It was with the thong. But it's the same concept though.
Yeah.
It's a sock.
It seems uncomfortable. Yeah, Terrence, I'm with you. It seems uncomfortable. Terrence, good phone call.
He was right, per my research. Socks and thong sandals from Hassan Reddick in Japan.
Yeah. That one's stuck in your head, Hugh.
No, because I remember because a lot of people, like, I know what Terrence talking about. He talking about the guys that, like, say if you go down to the shore on the weekend and somebody has on a pair of Nike socks with
the sandal,
yeah. But technically it's the same thing, because when you look at it, it's the sock that has the little split in the middle, and it's like I forgot what they call the shoe, but the shoe slides into that.
Where do you come down on socks and sandals?
I don't wear socks.
You're not even a sock guy.
No, I don't wear socks. So I don't. But I don't like to have my feet out. I don't like to wear shoe. I don't like to wear flip flops and stuff outside that have my toes like dangling.
So here's a question: do you own socks?
I own them, and I will wear them. I will wear socks, say, if I have to dress up. But normally, if I can get away with it, I'm not wearing dress shoes. But if I'm wearing dress shoes,
so you have dress
I will
socks.
Wear some socks.
You have dress socks?
Yes.
But like,
because I went through a phase where I didn't wear, like, socks.
That's what I mean.
Like, I would wear dress socks. I would be like, see, like your drunk uncle at the barbecue that had the silk sock pulled all the way up to your ankles.
Yeah,
with the dress, that would be me.
So wait, like, you don't have a regular pair of white or black Nike socks?
No.
You guys want to know a deep dark secret?
What's that?
I don't know if I do, but go ahead.
I'm wearing my girlfriend's socks right now.
That's kinky. A little bit.
Not really. I just
that's a pair of socks.
I just needed a pair of socks today.
Your girlfriend had her feet in. That's a little kinky.
So, all right.
What else are you wearing to your girlfriend's car?
Oh, no. Just stop right there. Stop it right there.
He didn't respond.
He did not. He's not going to.
They're about to get married. They're about to get married, so he can wear her.
So I actually, when you said it, I was like, that's crazy. But like, I've accidentally swiped a pair of my wife's regular socks.
How do you accidentally swipe your wife's socks?
They get mixed up in
Looks
the laundry.
Similar. They're
both they do?
But they're both a pair of black socks with the same logo on
that's
it.
That's what
you know,
I mean,
maybe whatever.
But hers are kind of small and feet, so I know when I put them on, I'm like, these aren't mine.
I can see my feet through these socks. It's a different style.
So they're super, super thin.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Well, if I had worn my socks from yesterday, it would have been a big problem for everybody at the office today.
So you kind of were stuck.
Yeah.
All right.
I did this for you guys.
That's kind of a weird thing to say, but all right, I'll buy it.
It's kind of a weird thing to say.
Well, I mean, Kyle just said he wore his girlfriend's socks for us. That's a weird thing.
I mean,
thing
that's
to
fine.
Say.
That's fine. You know.
I'm sure the audience appreciates
it. I don't have that problem, though. I don't wear socks. So.
Did you wear socks as a player?
I did.
Game socks. You
know
you got to wear game socks.
Your feet had to have been mangled.
No. But you know what's funny? I played with Mo. Matter of fact, he texted me this morning. Mo Lewis. Mo played with no socks on.
Played football?
What he would do every week, because you know you have to wear the regulation socks.
Yeah.
But what Mo would do, he would cut the toes out. And he did, and that's how he played. Mo played with his toes out.
See, this is the story that people don't know behind the biggest hit in NFL history, right? Mo Lewis knocked out Drew Bledsoe, which put Tom Brady in.
Never wore socks.
And the guy didn't have socks on when he did it.
Never wore socks.
We uncovered something today. Let's go to Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yeah, what's going on,
what's up, Self?
Number one, Kyle, have we not learned anything from Paul George? Some things you just don't say. You know what I mean? Number two.
Another bonehead play.
Number two.
Not on this show anyway.
That thong sandal and socks thing, that's also a gel thing. But let me the Sirianni thing, I agree with you. I think they're playing both in spite of and for Sirianni. But we just seen an election. You got these fans as the voters. You got Sirianni as the politician, and then you have the front office as the electoral votes. Everybody pissed about who just became president because of the ignorance of them not knowing that it's about the electoral votes. So Sirianni, say all that to say, is just he's falling on the blade for the front office who's telling him what to do. And telling all of them what to do. The only one they might give, and I feel like they give more Fangio more respect than they do anybody else on that team. You know what I'm saying?
You might be. Yeah, I think it's an interesting comparison itself. Obviously what's going on in the country this week. They do take they don't get blamed for things because he's the front man and he's the one. But you're probably right that if they're okay with his decisions, they'll just let him take the blame for it.
I mean, coach, you know, make bonehead plays like that, leaving points on the board, blowing leads like that, they're out of there. You know what I mean? They're out of there. So why is he not out of there? Because he's all part of their process.
Because he's winning. Bottom line, he's winning.
No, is he winning?
It's one of those. It's a slippery slope, Self. And I hear what you're saying, but you look pretty stupid, if we're being honest, to fire a coach that's 6-2. And has a winning record like Coach Sirianni has. I mean, we sit here in Philadelphia and we'll say, you know, but he's a moron. But he's a moron that's 6-2. Oh, look at him! Look at himself on old daddy duty. I hear yourself.
You know
about old daddy duty.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But you know what? I agree with you. But again,
old people in technology, man.
Is it the talent that's 6-2?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or is it the front office?
Well, that's debatable. But that has been, if we're being honest, Self, that has been debated for the last couple of seasons. That was debated the year we went to the Super Bowl. Mm. Was it the talent or was it Jalen? And a lot of people feel, and I'm pretty sure, especially now, they feel like Jalen's a game manager. You know, so it's one of those things, man. If it gets you ultimately where you want to be, then does it really matter? Because let's be honest. If Coach Sirianni falls into a Super Bowl championship, you know, it's going to be that one idiot in the corner say, well, yeah, I remember when they were talking bad about him and he was an idiot. He's going to be the only person that's going to be saying that because everybody else is going to be at the parade.
We'll be down. First, we're going to New Orleans.
We'll all be at the parade.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this before I give my answer, right? Because I don't disagree with you, Hugh. What I'm saying is Wait till they start losing us. Let's see if the fans keep that same energy that they got right now. You know what I mean? Or if we go to the Super Bowl, for those that's criticizing, if they keep that same energy.
Oh, they're not.
I mean, like, it's crazy. But my answer, somebody, I think it was you that said, I was going to say oil and vinegar, but I'm going to go with your ex and your current partner in the same place at the same time.
That's a rough one. That is a good answer. That's a bad combo. Hugh, that's...
It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a weird thing because most of the time, you know, you're afraid that somebody might say something that's going to put you in an awkward spot.
Well, everyone's awkward in those spots.
Yeah.
No one's comfortable.
Self made a better case for old people in technology as an answer, though.
With the phone.
Well, he sounded like the teacher from Charlie Brown. Did you hear him?
Well, he...
That's old school right there.
I think he was... my guess is he was moving the phone as he was picking up the baby.
No, I think the baby's little.
Yeah.
So he probably was holding the baby trying
baby's
to talk.
Baby's 10 to be little.
Well, when like, because I called my son a baby, he ain't no baby. He big-ass dude.
Because he's in the OADC, right? The OADC?
Yeah, he's an old-ass daddy. He's in the old-ass daddy regime.
Yeah.
But I think Self has a baby.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not even a toddler.
A baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Yeah, I know it sounds silly when I say it like that, but that, people, you know, they
that's
know what
how
I'm talking
they start
about.
Out. They
but
start
what
out
I'm saying
babies.
Is it's a baby, because you could have a baby that's like a toddler. That's a baby still.
But it's a toddler.
But it's a baby. Still
well,
a baby.
When do they move out of being babies?
When they stop wearing diapers.
Oh, okay.
Then you know what I mean? Yeah. But when they're in I consider all babies that are in diapers babies.
But wait a second.
What about when you go back to diapers?
Then you're like old ass baby. You're old ass. Hey, listen, one thing I'm not going to do, I'm not going to be wearing diapers if I can help it.
Well, no.
I'm
not
going
to be wearing
diapers. That's kind of the point.
And that's why I go to the.
You can't help it.
Then this is an old folks tip. Like, just don't hold
your
pee.
Do you think babies wear diapers because they can help it?
No, I'm just saying, don't hold your pee. Because that's the worst thing you can do when you get older. Like, seriously, all jokes aside, don't hold you. Like, when you got to go to the bathroom. Just go. Mm. I mean, I'm not saying just go like, you know. I'm not just saying just like
a disturbance in Philadelphia around 12:45 today. People just started going.
Just don't. You know how sometimes when you're younger.
You hold it.
You
yeah.
tend to hold it.
Well,
don't
yeah.
do that. Don't do that when you get older. Just go.
Just
go to the bathroom.
I think you should stop this advice before people are going to start doing things in the office. All right. One quick thing before we hear from Kelsey. You said you're a baby until you're out of diapers.
Yes.
But some kids, right, not everyone is potty trained at the same age.
Yeah.
Some kids takes like sometime in the threes.
Yeah, sometimes a little longer.
But three-year-olds are not babies.
Yes, they are. To me,
oh,
they're wearing diapers.
No. If they can walk around and talk, well, they're not
babies
anymore.
Still babies. To me, they're babies.
They're little.
They're little babies. They're babies. Then they're babies. But I think Self has a baby.
I agree. He's got a.
They do it. They have names for that.
Babies.
Toddlers. All right. Let's hear from Jason Kelsey this morning. He was on with the morning show, and as you can imagine, he was asked by Nick Sirianni first on his decision making. Let's hear from Jason.
Some of them have been right to be pointed out. Some of them I don't necessarily think are just. Like, you know, to me, I thought the pass in Atlanta that ultimately ended up costing us a game. I thought that was the right decision. I think it's a high percent chance, and if they catch that, we'd no doubt win the game. So
yeah, totally agree.
I think that. These fourth down calls and taking points, they're very arguable. And unfortunately for Nick and the Eagles, it has not gone his way at a high prevalence. I don't think he's making like absurd decisions. I just don't think that. I think when you look at the metrics behind it, when you take a look at, you know, like, is it the right decision or not? It is pretty much a coin flip or in favor of doing what Nick is doing.
So Jason Kelsey, and I'm not surprised by this, you know, kind of seeing the big picture.
That he protect his coach?
Yeah, and he's
been... He should. I don't have a problem with that.
He's been with them. They've won a lot together, and obviously, you know, a lot of those were on fourth down decisions that helped them win some of those football games. All right, how about the critical nature from Jason on Sirianni and how he is spoken about around here?
Well, I think it just... This is going to be dependent on who you are, right? And I think the league... Points were down earlier in the year, and I think that at that point, maybe it makes sense to take the points. Now it feels like offenses are starting to put up more points. Regardless, Nick's whole career has been being aggressive. He was aggressive in 2022, and it's a big reason we had a lot of success. He was aggressive. I mean, all of the ones from this past week were like fourth. It was a yard or less, pretty much.
Except for the fourth and three, which is not crazy talk to go for fourth and three.
Yeah, especially with where it was. It's not absolutely absurd.
I didn't like it, but it's not crazy.
Yeah, it's not like it's ridiculous.
Well, no, it's not.
That's the one we talked about earlier. Yeah. I didn't have a problem with that one. It was the one that had me scratching my head, was going for the two-point conversion as opposed to taking the field goal.
Yeah, and also, individually, we could pick out all these and say, well, that wasn't that crazy. But when you do six of them and they're not working, like, I wonder, is there a moment where you kind of take a step back and say, maybe my day is not today. Like, you know when to hold them, you know when to fold them.
Know when to hold them. Yeah, he didn't know
that. Yeah, I mean, maybe we need a little Kenny Rogers on the sideline and pump in for Sirianni. Like, you gotta, sometimes you got to fold them.
Didn't Howard say Big Dom's got music on his headset? I think he might have said that with Jack at six.
Big Dom has music?
But he has music playing. He's got a playlist.
I did hear that. I was listening to him. I think it was him and Jack were talking about that.
So he's not listening to the calls like the rest of the coaches? He's listening to music?
He said he had to submit something about he had to submit his playlist.
So he's the chief vibes officer, too.
So our new Garrett Stubbs. Big Dom kind of is the Stubbs.
I don't know if that's...
He's going to go diving into the pool in Arizona?
I don't know if that's to be true.
What is he doing listening to music on the sideline?
I can't
football.
Okay,
a
distraction.
Okay, let's talk about this for a minute.
I don't know. Okay.
During the course of a football game, can you see what you think he's over there listening to, like Mariah Carey or something?
Well, this is Mariah Carey's time.
Nah.
Christmas music.
I mean, it is, but nah, I don't think he's doing it. I think he's listening to the game.
I don't see him as a Mariah Carey guy.
Oh, maybe when no one's around. Yeah, I can see that. You know what I think?
I wonder what kind of music Big Dom does listen to.
I think at some point we should create Big Dom's playlist and try to guess what he's listening to.
It has to be some Frank Sinatra. I mean, and I hate to. Yeah. I don't want to be stereotypical. I don't want to say he's a stereotype, but I'm pretty sure there's some Frank Sinatra. But no, Cooper DeJean listened to the Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Frank Sinatra's
Frank's
good.
Frank's great. Oh, Blue Eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I got a problem with
on.
Let's fly. Is he though?
No.
I don't think so. I doubt that. All right, one more this morning from Jason Kelsey here. Let's hear from Kelsey. What was this last one we had, Kyle?
I just found this answer interesting because we speculate a lot on is the tush push just line up man to man, win physically, or is there an actual technique to it?
And why were the Jags good at it? Like, what happened Sunday? Because, you know, something happened. Mm-hmm. It seemed like, you know, it didn't work again. Why?
Yeah. Does this sound like something where, you know, there's a technique that the Jags had? So here's Kelsey.
Man, I don't know. I think that they had a very good game plan for it moving in. That's what I'll say. I don't want to, like, you know, give up any, you know, potential.
Yeah.
No, no one wants you to say that. Exactly. If no one wants you to say something that could help the Dallas Cowboys win this game. Okay?
Correct.
So please don't. Yeah. Let me just. You think though it's possible Jags figure something out? Possible.
I think the Jags had a good plan. I still think the Eagles can execute it and operate it against anybody. I think that missing Jordan Mulata.
Sure.
It sounded to me like Jason Kelsey thinks the Jags might have done something a little bit different. He didn't reveal it what he saw. But
yeah, they whooped their butt up front.
You think it was just
low man win?
Okay,
that's the concept. We were talking about this during the players' lounge
with Mulata.
Mulata, yeah. And we were talking about, and I think Jordan said something to the effect: most of the times it's just want to. I mean, he didn't say it like that, but that's basically what it boiled down to. It's like want to.
Yeah.
And who wants it? Who wants it the worst? And a lot of times, Jacksonville knew that they were going to be in that formation, and that was the one thing that they said they weren't going to give them. And I think that had a lot to do with it. And then when it didn't work, I think Coach probably got a little bit too cute with it. He was trying to do some variations off of it, and that didn't work. So it's just one of those days, you know, it's the saying, like, sometimes you get the bear, sometimes the bear gets you.
Well, if that's all it was, then I feel better, because then – that won't be this Sunday. You know, that was maybe a one-off. If the league is finally started to see something, technique they could do, and it's going to cause it to not be as effective, that's different. Because, it's, you know, it's, if you're running it at 90-something percent, then every fourth and inches, you should just go for it because that's an incredible percentage. If it's more like a 78, 75% play, then it becomes way different in terms of how often they should go for it and how confident Sirianni should be in it. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. You can react to the Sixers news. Maxie out a few weeks. It is a disaster for start to the season. Of course, Nick Sirianni, do the Eagles win in spite of him? We're looking for the best bad combinations, a bad combo for Combo Con today. When we come back, I'm not loving the latest that the Phillies are putting out, and John Heyman listed all the teams he thinks are in on Soto. Are the Phillies in on that list? You'll hear it next. Midday Show, Sports Radio.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.